When we're working on connecting deeper with our feminine energy, we also begin actively working on learning how to receive. This can be dangerous if we're in environments that are not in alignment with our personal values, or if we're surrounded by people that don't have our best interests at hand or aren't able to respect our boundaries. This is the power and importance of developing discernment and mastering the energetic power of the word no. In this episode, we're going to explore the feminine art of rejection and how you can increase your discerning power so that you can actually receive the things that you want to cultivate in your life and reject the rest. My name is Silvana. I'm a course creator and the founder of the Venusian Academy, a space for the exploration of the divine feminine arts and Chakta Tantra. When we are learning to open up, to begin receiving, to begin activating that feminine polarity, life can get a little bit confusing because then you start bringing certain things into your reality. You have to understand that whenever we start a process, it's like everything that is unacknowledged is also starting that process with us. So our shadows tend to filter things out. It's almost like they start sending different frequencies of different things, and the shadows are invisible to us. We don't see them. The moment we see them, they're no longer shadows. So these energies begin pulling in things. And if we're in the a spiritual practice of receiving, of opening up, we have to understand that not everything that life is providing, we're meant to be receiving. Some things are like milk and they're nourishing and they come from the Divine Mother and they're meant to lubricate our spiritual systems. And some things are like poison. So whenever we're embodying this feminine polarity of like receiving life in full force, we have to be very discerning about what we're saying yes to. And the power of our yeses is in direct connection to the power of our no's. I'll give you guys an example, very like practical, modern example. Let's say that you are on the path of the lover. You want to find your beloved partner and have a tantric relationship. And in order to bring that into your life, you knew that you had to do some inner shifting. So you're practicing with life and entering into this receiving polarity. And then you meet a wonderful man that is saying all the right things and your mind is like, yes, yes, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Yes, 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 yes. But energetically, something feels off. You don't have enough mental evidence to convince yourself that you're in the wrong. And the modern Western woman has this tendency of doubting herself because we were conditioned to doubt ourselves. And maybe you're like expressing like, I don't know about this. And this man is pulling out the card of like, well, I'm trying to give this to you, give this energy. But the problem is, if you have not developed energetic discernment, because there is mental discernment, but there is such thing as energetic discernment, you're just gonna receive something that might not be for you. It might not be good for you. It might be poison. And maybe for somebody else, that same thing will be like milk. So in this exploration, I'm gonna go over three different pillars. Number one is how to develop discernment, energetic discernment. Number two, how to master the energetic no. And number three, what is the gift of rejection? Women have had to master the art of rejection because rejection is something that's, it sucks for both sides, right? Like for whoever's being rejected and for the person rejecting. Whenever we're talking about, like sexual dynamics, for example, sometimes rejection can be dangerous for a woman. And the whole point of this conversation is to prevent those situations from even happening in the first place. If your energetics are clean, you're not going to attract wobbly, you know, weird tentacle-like energy in your life. You won't. But it's a practice. It's something that we practice every single day. And the primary step is developing discernment. So mental discernment is acquired from experience and accumulated knowledge. On a developmental level, discernment is connected to the energy of the father, the internal father that we develop in our psyches. So if we carry a father wound, we're not going to be able to have very good discernment on ourselves, about ourselves, or about our lives. For an adult woman, discernment becomes the inner father, the gatekeeper, the mental parts that evaluate what's going on and checks in with the intuition. This part of ourself has to be in really good relation to our inner feminine nature because the mental discernment and intuition need to work together for protection. And one of the precursors of having effective discernment is to have a strong sense of identity in whatever identity you choose to embody fully. Because that allows you to discern what's you and what's them. It creates a separation between you and the world. And this separation is protective. The only people that don't want you to have that separation are the people that will benefit from the wobbly, lost energy of dissolving all your edges. Usually, you know, cult leaders, fake gurus, these individuals that want to acquire lunar power from everybody around them. Those are the only ones that benefit. People who are abusing you can also benefit from your lack of boundaries, lack of separation from you and the world. So an identity gives you that wall to know what's you and what's them. If you're struggling with this and you don't know how to create an empowering identity or how to develop discernment, in my online course, Venusian Woman, we dedicate a pillar out of the three exclusively to the father wound, working on a strong identity and developing discernment and safety. So if you're struggling with it, check it out in the description box below. Now, you don't have to wait until you have developed this sense of identity and have discernment to really master the art of rejection. There's a shortcut for this, and that is understanding the energetics of the word no. We start doing this by first asking ourselves, what does no feel like in our body? Asking ourselves also, what are the different types of no's? Because there's multiple levels of no's. There's also the energy of like, yes, but not like that. What does that feel like in the body? If you're able to make the connection from your brain to your body of what no feels like, of what not really feels like, of what I'm unsure feels like, you've done the harder part of this work. Because this means that you won't actually need a bunch of experiences and life sending you situations where just keep getting wrecked over and over again for you to learn discernment. You don't have to do that if you understand what no feels like in the body. And if you make that connection, then you can actually play a lot with this energy. And I encourage you to play with it so you can move it. And whenever you're moving it, you're practicing, you're mastering it. So there's two parts of this exercise. One is energetic, the other one is like real, meaning like it's something that is going to be said. So the energetic exercise is, once you understand what the no feels like in their body, hold the no. For me, the no feels like, if I were to move my body in a no, it's like this. Another no for me is like that energy of like, whenever it comes out of here, that's another energetic no. That one feels here. The other no feels like here in my chest, and it's like a close. There is another no that's in my legs, and it's like it coils like a snake, like my legs just coil together like a snake. That's a lower chakra no. I know how all those no's feel. So in this exercise, what you want to do is like, okay, this is the no of the root, this is the no of the heart, and then this is the no of the throat. If you can bring your awareness to each one of those and move around them, go from like lower to higher, and then keep moving the energy, just feeling the tightness of the no, no, no. And then connect all of those sensations, all of the multiple no's of your body. Feel it and hold it. Just hold it. When I say hold it, I mean like just feel it and stay present with the feeling of it. This exercise is moving an energetic no. So next time you go out to some random bar or to an event where there is a lot of people that are hunting for whatever you've got, practice with that energy and see what happens. Notice what happens. Put yourself in a control safe situation where you can practice your energetic no. You don't even have to say a single thing. You don't have to talk to anybody. But whenever you're walking in that energy of no, that's like the first line of energetic defense, your no. If you happen to attract people whenever you are embodying this energy of the no, then you know that those people are a vibrational match to people that tell them no. And trust me, you also don't want to go there. I didn't realize, you know, when I was like really playing with this energy, I was still playing with like, what does openness feel like? What does no feel like? And I, you know, it was very confusing at the beginning for me. And during that time of my life, I attracted a relationship. And the problem with this relationship was that there was only passion whenever I was rejecting him. Anything other than that, it was like it was, it didn't have the charge. And it was only after that relationship ended that I understood that this person was actually a vibrational match to my no, because I was in such an energy of no, because I was going through a purification process, that that's kind of what I attracted. So it's better to do this in an active, conscious way. It's better to like say, okay, I'm gonna bring and play with this energy because you know what you're encountering is vibrating to that, versus just accidentally finding what the no feels like in your body, running on it for a long time, and then having a full-blown relationship where you realize that this wasn't an energetic match to what I wanted to embody. It was an energetic match in that moment because of this thing that I was like learning and mastering, which was this energetic no. So because you know, and you're doing this consciously, hopefully you won't have those problems and you're going to be able to find playfulness with this energy as well. If you can find comfort and power in this no, the yeses become so much better. The yeses become bigger, more open. That's when receiving feels like a very pleasurable experience. But everything in this world of duality has a polarity. So if you want to just receive all the pleasure, all the love, you have to understand what the no, the closeness, the pushing back feels like in your body and own that. Oh, you're so mean. You're so evil, so dark, rich. Just yes. So what? Yes, yes, yes. Like, let them talk. This is about your power and the way that you move in the world. And it's about growing out of these little cages that we all have built around our minds and our bodies and our sexual expressions because of fear. This is an act of liberation. The act of liberation starts with like mastering that no energy. Because if you master it energetically, whenever you say it, you don't have to raise your voice. No. It lands where it needs to land. There's no like, but listen. No, there's none of that. It lands where it needs to land. At the root of the energy that you are rejecting energetically. So I said there was two exercises. That was the first one. The other one is an in-person exercise. You can do this with a friend or you can do it alone. I do all this stuff alone. And this is fun because this is about like standing in front of a mirror and saying no. And create or manufacture a scenario in your life where your no feels strong. Like if something is, basically you want to find your hell no. Find that hell no, manufacture this scenario in your mind. Perceive yourself in the mirror saying no after you have tapped into the energetic no. And then prepare for 3 why nots. Hey, do you want to blah, blah, blah? No, why not? Answer as if you were answering to that person. And do that 3 times. This is an exercise that's meant to create like a neural pathway to being caught off guard. Because usually whenever we say the no, it's like, okay. But then if the person pushes, they're already pushing against one of our boundaries. So this threefold exercise of finding like 3 responses for why not, it's manufacturing an artificial scenario where that boundary is being pushed 3 times. So if it ever does happen in real life, you're not going to, I mean, maybe you will be like a deer in headlights, but hopefully not, because at the very least, your mind can remember that there was this one particular moment in time where this exercise existed. And the more that you do it, the better. And sure, very different. It's very different to have an experience that's controlled in your mind, in your bathroom or in your bedroom versus whenever it happens in real life, because we're dealing with the adrenaline of it. And, you know, also the physical overpowering of a person. And if it's a man, for example, there's like that element of like physically, I do feel more, I feel weaker, I feel smaller. And there's the fear factor. So If you have a friend that you can practice with, that will be great. But if you don't, just do it often. Just repeat. At the end of the day, the most important piece of the exercise is going to be the energetic one. Keeping in mind that this is your first line of defense, energetic. So how can you safely reject somebody? Like, let's go back to the, you know, the primal man versus woman scenario, right? Or somebody that is a little bit more dominating than you are. How do you safely reject them? And this is where the feminine arts comes into place. So if this was a Martian, you know, Martian Academy, not the Venusian Academy, and it's like, okay, how do you reject? You reject by saying like, no, and the no goes outside. And that is the Martian movement of rejection. But this is Venusian, and we're talking about the feminine arts, which means that we create art with these very intense emotions that we feel. And we have to understand that we have unlimited internal space. There's limited external space, right? But unlimited internal space. So the energetic movement that you want to create whenever you are rejecting either a man or somebody that is in a dominating energy, more dominating than you are, and you don't want to do the whole, I mean, you could do exercises where you like dominate them back or where, I'm not really into that. I'm more into like the feminine artistry of it. So what you want to do is, instead of projecting your no out, what you do is that the no becomes the wall between you and them, and you create space by retracting into yourself. This doesn't mean that you're becoming smaller, because you have unlimited internal space. And this is the gift of working with Bhuvaneshwari, is the connection to that internal space that we all have within. So the no is the wall, and the movement is you retract. That is the safest way of creating rejection whenever you're dealing with either a masculine or a dominating partner. Nowhere in this conversation there's the energy of submission and weakening and hiding. This is an art, and it's the art of pulling back in an empowered way. But the wall becomes the power of your energetic no. That's the importance of this whole exercise. And that is the art of rejection. If you master that, whatever you receive into your life, trust me, it's going to feel like you've been blasted by love itself. But it starts here. And remember that when we are rejecting, we are actually redirecting people. It's not personal. Rejecting somebody doesn't mean like, oh, you're bad. It simply means not for me. Not for me. Remember, it's like milk and poison. Somebody's milk and somebody else's poison, and vice versa. So it's almost like rejection is an opportunity for life to redirect that person in another direction. And the same for ourselves. Whenever we reject something, we're leaving that space open for the thing that's going to be a full body yes in our life. When you're rejecting a romantic partner, you're giving them the space and the opportunity to find a person that is going to fully receive them as they are. And you're telling the universe that you're a match for something different. That was close, but not quite. So no, there's no maybes in this world. The maybes are the dissolution of the boundary. And that's not safe. We want to start with energetic safety. Energetic safety is the root and the foundation of energetic power. And whenever we're on the path of Chakta Tantra and we're working with the 10 Mahavidyas, we are dealing with the power of Shakti. So this path requires a strong backbone. And remember, next time that you're rejecting something or someone or an experience or a situation in life, know that you're actually clearing your own illusions as well. Because that is in your reality because of some certain illusion, something that wasn't quite clear. When you're saying no, you're purifying. You're saying, okay, this is a no. And you're becoming more and more attuned to the one thing that's going to be a full yes. So this is the art of rejection and the gift of discernment. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to like it and let me know what were your favorite takeaways from it. And I'll see you guys next time.